Yes, Habila Rehana joins us on the line this morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to your listeners.
I would trust that you and your family are well this morning on the program. And over the weekend, the issue that did dominate the news is the passing on of the boxer Muhammad Ali. How is he being remembered in the region?
Yes, alhamdulillah. That's a very interesting question, because while he was African-American and that's how he's been regarded as a champion for human rights, he was also regarded by people in the region as someone who symbolized what it meant to be a Western Muslim, meaning someone who was not living in the Middle East, not living in a Muslim country, but who was very, very proudly held on his identity as a Muslim. So for people in the Middle East, Muhammad Ali will be remembered as being Muslim. He's conversion to Islam, and you find that many of the shuyukh in the region were tweeting about it. They were Facebooking and tweeting about his passing, and tweeting messages such as "May Allah have mercy on him," and stating that he was a legend who was proud of his Islam and who invited others to his glory. That's one of the messages or the tweets that went out. Another thing about Muhammad Ali in the Middle East, he's remembered for the Hajj that he made in 1972. That's when he left the Nation of Islam and he came into Sunni Islam. And many of his pictures from the time that he was a Haji have been shared. His picture of kissing the Hajar Aswad, of being in Ihram, all of these have been shared. People share their memories of having seen him while they performed the Hajj as well. And he was also and is remembered, especially now post the Arab Spring, the current political environment we find ourselves in the Middle East, remembered as being someone who championed for human rights. He is regarded still as an anti-war hero. The issue of him refusing to fight in Vietnam is one such issue. And we had scholars in Yemen tweeting about this, who said that he fought for human rights and he preferred prison over having to fight in Vietnam. He was remembered also, and one of the most beautiful tweets I think I read in tribute to him was by Sheikh Ali Qaradaghri from Qatar. And he said, "Allah's mercy upon the Muslim sportsman, Muhammad Ali, who was proud of his Islam and its worth, who refused to fight in Vietnam or have the name of Muhammad written upon the earth. O Lord, enter him into paradise." And of course, we know he traveled throughout North Africa and the Arab world. And each country, from Libya to Egypt, all published photos of Muhammad Ali traveling to their country at different times. Of particular interest, and a story you may not hear in much of the media, is Iraq and the issue about Saddam Hussein, and in the 1990s when he intervened for the hostages. That story has made mainstream, but for people in the region, they use the story of his passing regarding the Sunni and Shia issue, and saying that Muhammad Ali traveled throughout the region and he was an example of what it meant to be a united Arab world. So that was an interesting perspective that came out in Arab media this weekend.
And kind of a different angle to the discussion. With the fight for Fallujah, it is children who are the main victims of war. Tell us more.
That's right. Absolutely tragic. And just to remind our listeners, especially those who have forgotten about the tragedy in the early 2000s, Iraq's invasion by the United States and world powers, that Fallujah itself was, and still by locals and expats, Fallujah is known as the city of the mosques or the city of the masjids, because Fallujah itself has more than 200 masajid in the main cities or the main areas and districts, as well as the small villages. So it's known for that. But right now it's getting attention for something much, much more, something really tragic. We're finding that children in Fallujah are bearing the brunt of the war, of the IS war right now, and children are the most vulnerable. We're hearing that there are tens of thousands of children who are trapped and who have no access to clean water, sanitation, food, and shelter. There is a battle unfolding backed by aerial support from US-led coalition. Then we have the Iraqi government troops who about a week ago launched a military operation to recapture Fallujah, which has been under IS for more than 2 years. So with this battle unfolding, it's said that at least 50,000 people are believed to be trapped inside Fallujah. And Fallujah is a host is a city, a major city for Sunni Muslims. It's about 65 kilometers west of Baghdad. And within Fallujah itself, at least 20,000 of those people are children. The United Nations is quoting it as being a dire humanitarian situation, and that children are being separated from their parents, they're forced to be part of an adult war, they're forced to carry and use weapons and arms, there's a severe shortage of food and drinking water. And with Ramadan having begun today, meaning the first fast today in the Middle East, that itself is a tragedy and devastation for us to hear about children who are literally starving and families going hungry in Fallujah on the first day of Ramadan in the Middle East.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the plight of the Muslims in all parts of the world. Jazakumullah khair for the very interesting and fascinating report.